And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 15th of April, 2025. It's the birthday of Leonardo da Vinci, born on this day in 1452. Leonardo da Vinci was an Italian polymath of the High Renaissance who was active as a painter, draftsman, engineer, scientist, theorist, sculptor, and architect. While his fame initially rested on his achievements as a painter, think Mona Lisa and The Last Supper, he also became known for his notebooks in which he made drawings and notes on a variety of subjects, including anatomy, astronomy, botany, cartography, and paleontology. Leonardo is widely regarded to have been a genius who epitomized the Renaissance humanist ideal, and his collective works comprise a contribution to later generations of artists. The following are quotations from Da Vinci's notebooks. Quote, "If you are, as you have stated, the king of the animals, why not help other animals rather than take their offspring to feed your gluttony? Does nature not produce enough simple food to satisfy you? From countless numbers will be taken away their little children, and the throats of these shall be cut, and they shall be quartered most barbarously. I will not let my body be a tomb for other animals, an inn of the dead, a container of corruption." A contemporary, Giorgio Vasari, said of Da Vinci, "In all the other animals he managed with the greatest love and patience. And this he showed when often passing by the places where birds were sold, for taking them with his own hand out of their cages, and having paid for them what was asked, he let them fly away into the air, restoring them to their lost liberty." PETA Senior Vice President Dan Matthews argued that Leonardo da Vinci voiced vegan ideals hundreds of years before the word vegan was coined. And it's the birthday of Benjamin Zephaniah, born on this day in 1952. Benjamin Zephaniah was a British writer, dub poet, actor, musician, and professor of poetry and creative writing. In his work, Zephaniah drew on his lived experiences of incarceration, racism, and his Jamaican heritage. In 1982, he released an album, Rasta, which featured the Wailers performing for the first time since the death of Bob Marley, acting as a tribute to Nelson Mandela. As an actor, he had a major role in the BBC's Peaky Blinders between 2013 and 2022. A vegan and animal rights activist who called himself an anarchist, Zephaniah supported changing the British electoral system. In 2003, Zephaniah was offered an appointment as an officer of the Order of the British Empire, but publicly rejected the honor, stating that, "I get angry when I hear that word empire. It reminds me of slavery. It reminds me of thousands of years of brutality. It reminds me of how my foremothers were raped and my forefathers brutalized." Zephaniah also said, "I'm vegan because I love animals. I feel I'm not telling the whole story if I say I don't eat meat, so I say I don't eat animals. I have issues with the smell of it. This might be because of personal trauma. One night in the late 80s, I was walking through Beirut, which was then said to be the most dangerous city in the world, when I came across a pile of burning bodies. I will never forget the stench. Now, every time I smell animals being cooked, I have flashbacks to that terrifying night." Benjamin Zephaniah, who wrote, "When I look into the eyes of an animal, I not only see into her soul, I also see a sentient being that might have similar concerns to me, like the need for food, shelter, and comfort, not to mention love. So even if the meat industry had zero impact on the environment, and my health was guaranteed regardless of what I ate, I still could not eat animals." And here's a poem for today, Vegan Stephen by Benjamin Zephaniah. There was a young vegan called Stephen who just would not kill for no reason. This kid would not eat no cheese or no meat, and he hated the fox hunting season. Remember that vegan called Stephen? Yes, well, he would not kill for no reason. Well, I saw him today wearing nothing, I say, but some cabbage leaves with a few peas on. Vegan Stephen by Benjamin Zephaniah. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder that living vegan is the loving choice.